more segments, more songs. We have Katrina online. We have Vinny the Booch Boochie. We have Jerry Truman. We have Barry and Johnny in the studio for us for this holiday season year-end countdown. And Vinny and Jerry, what's the number six, fifth, and fourth segments for the year? Go ahead, Vinny.
Well, the number six segment is actually a personal favorite of mine. It's actress Terry J. Vaughn from The Steve Harvey Show and Meet the Browns.
Did you know during that interview, I kissed her hand, okay? I never washed my mouth since kissing her hand, you know
that? I don't blame you, man. I wouldn't either. In fact, let me also say that a while back, I was actually an extra in a movie that's coming out in a little while called Coming Correct, and Terry J. Vaughn was one of the cast members, so...
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah, man. Terry J. Vaughn is definitely a great actress to watch.
Yes, yes, she is. All right, what's number fifth segment,
Fifth segment is Carmen featuring Rolla.
Okay. All right, and Vinny, what's the number fourth segment this past year?
The fourth segment for this year is Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. Okay, let's go ahead and hit these segments. So we're back with Katrina for more songs.
Hello, Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, with the beautiful and witty actress Terry J. Vaughn. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
I always kiss your hand, the lady's hand.
Oh, you know? Please do.
Yes. Chivalry, right? You are great. I met you on the set, of course, Sing Like a Man, you know.
Yes.
And you don't have a huge role in it.
No.
But I noticed in your movies, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have major roles, but the minor roles that you do have are the most memorable.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
I think that's huge. Yeah. I rather have small parts that are more memorable than a huge part that everybody forgets.
Yeah, because you know, of course, everybody remembers you from doing the Steve Harvey Show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your most memorable role, of course. And you had a big role in that, that television show. You played Cedric's girlfriend, of course. Yeah. We had Cedric on the show, so this is the second actor from the show.
Yeah.
So the Steve Harvey Show we had, so it's a privilege. You know?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Cedric and I are very good friends. So
how often do you see Cedric?
Well, because I live in Atlanta and he lives in LA, I don't see him as much. But when I do go to LA, that's my home.
Really?
I stay with his family.
Oh, you stay with his family?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Me and his wife are very close. So
really?
They're my family.
Really?
Yeah.
So every time Cedric comes for the BET Awards and the or anything else?
Yes.
He stops in here?
He has stopped in here. Well, we've only been open for like not that long, a couple of months. So when he was here this last visit, he came by, he signed my wall, we took some pictures, he ate some food.
Really? So he didn't perform on the stage though, did he?
No, he did not perform. No, he was relaxing.
Yes, he was relaxed. And Cedric is a great guy. And I had to interview him. I only had a short interview, not the long interview like I'm having with you today. But also, you know, you've been in the great movies. You've been in Daddy's Little Girls, of course. And that was the most memorable scene you had in it. You had like in three scenes in there, you know, with Gabriel Union. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the experience working with Gabriel Union and Idris Elba.
Gabrielle and I are friends. And I think that's the only time we've ever got to work together.
Really?
So it was fun. It was easy breezy playing girlfriends and with Tracy Ellis Ross, whom I've also had worked with before.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all respect each other's work. I think Tracy is hilarious.
Yeah.
Gabrielle is a great actress. So
yes, she is.
It was fun. And it was fun for me to be able to play a bitchy character because I'm always the nice girl. So it was
fun. And so were you nervous not to have Idris? A lot of ladies like him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's all right.
He's all right?
Well, I wasn't nervous. I was excited to get to work with him because more than him being a hot guy, he's a really great actor.
Yes, he is a great actor.
So I was excited to be able to get to work with him.
So also recently, of course, you, Sing Like a Man, of course,
mm-hmm.
going to be coming out like March.
Yeah, so, and I just did a cameo in that. They kind of just called me the night before and said, hey, you want to come through the film and do a little cameo?
The night before?
Yep.
And Gabriel Union's in that too.
I don't even know. The funny thing is, I don't even know who's in the movie.
Really? Well, Sherry Shepherd's in the movie. You haven't seen Steve
yes,
Sherry Shepherd?
Yes, so I got to be with
and
Sherry.
And Steve Harvey,
yes, indeed.
So, imagine that's the most memorable scene in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
I doubt if that's the most. If that's the most memorable scene in the movie, then they did a bad job. That cannot be.
Exactly. So you play someone in the audience, of course.
Yes, a woman who is having problems getting a man.
Wow. Yes. But you have no problem with that. But you're married to a football player, right?
Yes, I am married. He's not an ex-football player.
Ex-football player, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I interviewed two ex-football players on my show, actually.
Uh-huh.
Some from the New England Patriots was out from New England, and some from the Atlanta Falcons. And your husband played for the Atlanta Falcons?
For the Falcons, yes.
Really?
He played for the Falcons, for the Bears, for Washington.
Really?
So we'll have to get him on your show.
Yes, I got to get him on my show.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing now since retiring from football?
He's acting.
He's acting. Mm-hmm. And what shows?
Well, he did something on Mitha Brown. He's done a couple of independent films.
Really?
Uh-huh. He's been busy.
And still with Mitha Brown. You're in Mitha Brown.
Yes.
You still in Mitha Brown?
Well, we're not taping right now.
Not taping right
but
now.
It's still airing. We still have new episodes that haven't
episodes.
Aired yet.
Really? Yeah. And you're going to be on next season, too?
I don't think we're doing anymore.
No more?
I think it's over. I think it's on to the next.
So on to the next. So yeah. What other projects do you have going on other than... still trying to meet the Browns and, of course, something like a mayor. What other projects do you have?
I have a project that I shot, a film that I shot this summer in Los Angeles called The Marriage Chronicle.
Really? What's that about?
These couples that are having problems in their marriage, they go on a retreat for a weekend to try to figure out what's wrong with their marriage.
Really?
And it's really fun.
Really?
And I can't wait to see it.
Do you have a big role in that? Really?
It's a real ensemble cast.
And who's some of the cast members?
Let's see, Darren Henson, Vivica Fox, Jasmine Lewis, Mel Jackson, Clifton Powell, I think that was it as far as names.
And your character plays?
I'm a Southern Belle.
Really?
And yes, and I have been a nice Christian wife, very staunch, and now I want to experiment with my husband, and he's not so open to it because we're very Christian.
Really?
Yes.
And that comes out?
That comes out, I don't know exactly when, I know it'll be out in 2012.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So it's really fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then I also did a film called Soul Ties, which I did play the lead in that. It's a very dramatic film about this woman's life, and it's based on a true story, just getting caught up in the wrong things and abusive relationships and how she kind of works her way out of that.
And when does that come out?
That's also coming out next year at a moment.
Wow.
And then I also produced a film this summer.
Really?
Through my company, Nina Holiday Entertainment.
Really?
Yes. And it's called Across the Bear. It's a dramatic film. I was not acting in it. I only produced it with my producing partner. But it did star Kim Fields, Jackie Long.
Kim Fields from Facts of Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Melinda Williams. And that is going to premiere on GMC on February 18th.
Oh, awesome. February 18th. Okay.
See, when I produce the film, I know when it comes out. When I'm acting in it.
And then it'll be on DVD afterwards?
I don't know. I think that after it airs, I'm sure it will eventually.
Sure. So tell me, what movies do you like to go see when you're not acting?
I love romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy?
So, I'm a romantic comedy.
So what are some of your favorite romantic comedy?
Oh, of course, Pretty Woman, The Best Man, put me on the spot, David.
Oh, Derek.
Who is David?
A lot of people call me David.
Oh, my God.
I'm good friends with David. But, I'm going to change my name to David. A lot of people do that.
Don't change your name to David. Huh? Keep it Derek, because it can't be the David Shapiro show. That doesn't sound right. Derek Shapiro sounds better.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
Yes. any Sandra Bullock movie, Eat, Pray, Love, I love.
Okay.
Any Julia Roberts movie. I love The Best Man. It's one of my favorite movies. I love Jones. That's the classic. I love really old movies, too.
Sure.
I love to watch.
I can tell because you have some old books over here.
Yeah, like Carmen Jones and Cat on the Hot Tin Roof and All About Eve.
Wow.
I love stuff like that.
And of course, you know, we're doing this at the Green Room, your place, and you can see right in the back of us the sign over here, the Green Room.
Yeah.
Tell me about this Green Room. Why is it so special here in Atlanta?
Well, the Green Room came to be because I was teaching acting workshops here in Atlanta. And I lived in Los Angeles for 15 years prior to moving here. And while in Los Angeles, I had a bunch of books and plays and stuff that I would study.
Sure.
So I brought them with me. And when I started to take teaching acting classes, I would use these materials to teach my students.
Really?
And so they would ask me where could they get the books. And I didn't have anywhere to send them here to get the books. I would have to tell them to go online and
right.
go to Samuel French and order the books. So after so many students kept asking me, where can we get this material? Because they really are serious about trying to build a career in the entertainment business. I called the bookstore in LA and asked have they ever thought about opening up a bookstore here in the Atlanta area, because you know the entertainment business is really building and growing here.
Sure.
And so after a few conversations with them, they kind of just sparked the idea for me to open my own bookstore and to just distribute their books.
Sure.
So that's how it all started. It started with me wanting to provide the books and the materials for up and coming artists. And then so the whole lounge and coffee bar came about just because I didn't want it just to be a plain old bookstore. I wanted it to be a place where people would come and want to relax and want to stay. And it's kind of like going to your favorite aunt's house and just wanting to hang out in a cozy environment and eat really good food. And so that's what we have here now at the Green Room.
Well, this is definitely a cozy atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? And I suggest you should put one in New England, too. And one in L.A., too, right?
We want to grow it. Probably not L.A. I don't think it's needed in L.A., but in other areas where it's
like
needed.
Like Boston or Rhode Island, you know? Because Rhode Island has a lot of films, where I'm from, Rhode Island, you know? And, of course, Boston has a lot of films, you know? So it is great, you know? And also, in addition to that, you know, your favorite, I think people most remember you from getting to the Steve Harvey Show, where you said, always steady, right? You know? Now, could you do... Oh, Derek, how you did Oh, Steady?
You are so silly. No, I can do Oh, Derek different. I'm so,
Oh, thank you. Can you do the Oh, Steady for people? Because people are dying to hear
so,
that. Because people see on reruns, of course,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they should have to watch it on reruns.
You know?
You shouldn't do it on
reruns. Not here? No? Okay.
Yeah. But Vita's on the Steve Harvey Show.
Exactly. People love you, you know.
And of course,
I love the Terry J. Vaughan, you know. Thank you for being part of the Derek Shapiro Show on the DSS TV station. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Yay!
Yes. Well, the first question I have for you guys, Nick and Amy, is that How are you dealing with the success of the new song Broken Hearted, and what's behind the song Broken Hearted?
Oh my goodness, well, we're super, super happy with how everything's going with the song. Just really happy that our fans and supporters are liking our original music. We wrote the song because Quan Kelly was in our studio with us, the songwriter that worked on a lot of the album with us, and he was like, you guys really need a song about you guys, and we were like, no, we want to write songs like for our fans and about motivating people. And he was like, no, we need a love song on here. And
really?
I was like, oh, crap. So we started writing a song about how Nick and I met, which was at a party in college. And
at Berkeley.
We had no idea that we would hit it off the way we did. And actually, the next day, neither of us called each other. So it was like this horrible, like, I don't know if Nick was overthinking it like I was, but I was pacing around my room, checking my phone every 5 minutes, like, what is going on? Like, usually I get everything I want. So that's what Broken Hearted is about, and it's funny, the word cheerio kind of popped out when we were just recording it, and Claude was like, hey, Amy, I need you to really get into this song this time, and I'm the kind of person that'll just say something really silly to break the tension in the room, so... That's where that came from.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you were having Cheerios while doing that song.
Man, I wish I was a honey nut Cheerios. I don't eat any other kind.
Also, you know, I live in Peabody, Mass., of course, in the North Shore. And I come from Providence, Rhode Island. And I have another studio down in Atlanta, Rich Productions, down in Atlanta, Georgia. And you worked in Atlanta.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, thank you. So you worked in Atlanta, of course, you said. and you've you know this area of Boston. And what does the New England area, Rhode Island and Boston and Atlanta mean to you? Because you know Atlanta, Georgia too. Okay, so like you have a vomit here coming from Boston, and I come from Rhode Island, you know, but I live in Peabody now, and you worked in Atlanta. So what does all three cities mean to you? Because I have fans in Atlanta, Providence, Rhode Island, and of course here in Boston. What does all three cities mean to you?
What do they mean to us? Well, Boston obviously is where we met and created Carmen. You said Providence?
Yeah, Providence, because I'm from Providence.
Oh, goodness. Well, I was a wedding singer in Boston for 7 years, and we actually used to travel all over the place. We were in Providence actually almost every weekend.
Really?
And in Atlanta, we just went there for the first time and performed at, what was the university there? Georgia State University.
Yes, Georgia State, okay.
And GFU, it was wild. We actually debuted the entire album on stage for that audience for the first time.
Really? And how was that experience?
It was surreal. I mean, we have so many supporters there, and it felt like a long time coming to actually get to go and perform, but people just loved it, and they were singing the songs after hearing them just one time. I mean, it was a great, great night.
And where did you get to perform in Providence?
Providence? Yeah, what was the places that we used to go with Cahoots?
Like Lupo's?
There were pretty much all the nice hotels. Like, there was a lot of very wealthy weddings that we did. Nick played trombone in the band, and I was singing pretty much Journey songs all night.
Okay.
I forget the names of the places. There were so many.
And also, too, Nick and Amy, what is your next single coming out from Common?
Oh, that's a great question. I would like to know that myself. We're having a hard time choosing the next single, but I know it's going to be released sometime closer to the album release, which is like over the next week or two.
Right.
I guess. I'm thinking. But if you want to go and preview the songs on iTunes and just let us know what your favorite is, that would be really helpful.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time choosing.
And one last question for Nick. How did you propose to Amy?
How I proposed?
Yes.
Hello, by the way, this is Nick. I always have her answer this question, but so I worked right down the street at a boxing club, and I used to come over sometimes for lunch, and I'd come over and I'd say, this particular time, I said, hey, I have a new song for Carmen. She said, okay. So I came over, and I plugged the iPod in.
You're on, Nick?
And I was just right there in the kitchen, and Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, came on.
Yep.
And she just kind of looked at me and just kind of looked like, oh, shit. And I got down on one knee and then did the beat. But I was really nervous. Actually, I didn't think I was going to be nervous. I was really nervous.
Yeah. And also, too, I just have one last question for my co-host, Rola. Rola?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
All right. So, my question is, how do you, with all the new music that's going on today and stuff, how do you keep fresh and keep your own sound to stand out in this music hard industry? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's a combination of listening to a lot of music and then listening to no music.
Right.
you want to listen to enough music that gets you excited for some reason. Whenever I listen to John Mayer, it makes me want to produce like super gangster hip hop beats. I don't know why. I don't know if anybody will ever know why. But that's, you got to find like the things that really like connect with you and inspire you to do something crazy.
Right.
And then just find it. Like every time I listen to the Beatles, I just want to make I want to make an amazing song. Every time I listen to, there's so many things. Incubus.
Yep.
So many amazing music out, and new music too. Whatever you listen to and make it inspire you, you go with that.
I definitely hear you on that. You almost carry a different as your middle name. I mean, that's how you have to be in this music industry, because, I mean, me personally, to me, things sound the same. They have the tendency of sounding the same. And, with music, you always want to push for something different, but always, keep the same sound, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely, yeah. That's it. Look what's all the popular songs right now. Gautier and Fun and Adele. They're not necessarily what you think of, contemporary pop, but they're killing it right now, so that's very encouraging.
And you said you like Journey too. You said you sing Journey too because Rola, my co-host, she's a singer and she sings the cover of Lights by Journey.
Oh, well, listen, man, I just played trombone. I let Amy sing all the Journey.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much for being on the Derek Shapiro Show and the DSS TV station. Thank you very much, Carmen. And Amy and Nick.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. We have Montel Jordan. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Yes. What brings you to Atlanta, you know, for this Gospel Fest, of course? This is your first time in Atlanta?
Well, we live in Atlanta. We actually represent Victory World Music, which is from Victory World Church right here in Norcross, Georgia, about 20 minutes from here, northeast of the World Congress Center here. And we were asked to come out by Dr. Ricky Brooks to be a part of this fantastic 2012 Gospel Fest lineup.
So what does this mean to you by being part of this?
Well, I mean, just being a part of Kingdom Business is always a lot of fun for us. We represent Atlanta. I believe we represent Atlanta's diversity and multicultural community very well with our team. Because of that, just our participation in Gospel Fest hopefully is a tradition and we'll be able to continue as the years go by.
So you live in Atlanta right now. Are you from Atlanta originally?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Really?
But I've been in Atlanta for almost 12 years, so I'm an official AT alien now.
So do you work with like Usher now or T.I.?
Well, I'm in the full-time ministry now, so although I know those guys and those are my peers, my business is a little different than the business they're in now.
So, of course, you know, when people say, you know, they remember from your hit, this is how we do it, of course, you know. What does that mean to you now, you know, looking back at your career then?
It means I had a lot of previous success that I have to now match in my current success in the body of Christ now.
Right. So what new material do you have for the body of Christ?
Basically, we have a worship album called Shake Heaven, which one version of it is out right now to be re-released actually later on this year. But you'll be able to look for it under Montel Jordan and Victory World Music. Shake Heaven, amazing project, multicultural, hot worship, radio records, worship songs for your church. Just a great melting pot of worship for different churches to be able to pull from.
You know, I've interviewed, you know, Kirk Cameron a lot, you know, who's a lot into the church, of course, you know, but a different type of the church than you are, I guess. What's your take on Kirk Cameron's stand on things, you know, and do you listen to him a lot, what he has to say a lot?
I love Kirk Cameron. I mean, you got to understand that the body of Christ needs all type of different people. You know, God says, my sheep know my voice. So for some people, you know, a more graceful message of God's grace is necessary for them to be drawn into the body of Christ. For some people, they need to know the reality of hell to draw them closer to the body of Christ. So whatever stance each person takes, whether it's a hardline fundamentalist view or whether it's a more graceful delivery to try and draw people in, I think the ultimate goal is that Christ died for us. We only have access to him through, you know, to God through his son Jesus. And from that, whether you're hardline fundamentalist or from the standpoint of grace, that's the point that draws us all together and connects us all.
Now, of course, I'm Jewish myself, actually, right? Mm-hmm. What can Jewish people get out of tonight to the people who are here?
Well, I mean, any Christian that is worth the salt on his bread understands that basically access to God is for the Jew first. We understand that. We understand the implications of understanding Israel, what's happening with Messianic Jews. I mean, there's a lot going on right now in the kingdom, and so from that standpoint, it's our goal as definitely American Christians to make sure that we extend every love and compassion to any person who is Jewish, because basically that's God's chosen people. That has not changed.
Exactly.
We just have the belief that the Messiah has come,
exactly,
and that some still need to have the understanding and the realization that Jesus has already done what some are still expecting him to do.
Yeah, I have a wide range of religions in my family because my sister's Christian Science. She converted from Judaism. Mm-hmm. I have an ex-girlfriend that's Jehovah, and my ex-wife and my kids, they're Pentecostal. So.
Yeah.
And one more thing, too. I must ask you, this has been in the news, the Chick-fil-A thing, you know, with not accepting gay marriage. What's your take on that?
You know, my personal take on that is I believe what the Bible says, and I stand on what the Word of God says, and it has nothing to do with my friends or if I know and have wonderful people in my life who are gay or you know, the relationships of me saying who I know, this or that. It means absolutely nothing. I go by what the Word of God says in regards to what marriage is, and that's the stance, and I believe Chick-fil-A standing on that. I believe they're probably not being fairly represented, but I don't have enough information to be able to justify or to say yay or nay. But what I can say is, even in regards to what the president has said regarding what legally now what legally marriage is being said to be, it's not biblical. It's not what the Bible says a marriage is. So whether I agree with it or not, my stance is what the Bible says about marriage. I believe it's between a man and a woman. I'm all for, you know, people want to have unions. If they should have rights, they should be able to see a member of their family that's in the hospital, however they want to function. But I do not believe that anyone is allowed to change the Word of God to make it be something that is not. And that, if I stand with Chick-fil-A on that, then I stand with them on that, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
See, yeah, my good friend, the owner of the studio where I do my show, of course, believes the same thing with you, too.
Yeah, you know.
Also, in addition, one more thing. You're very tall. Do you play basketball?
I do not play basketball at all. I suck, but thank God for His mercy and grace in other areas.
Well, thank you very much, Montel Jordan, for joining the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. I appreciate you.
God bless you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Pastor Montel Jordan. Right now, you got it locked onto the Derek Shapiro Show right here on DSS Television Station. Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Pastor Montel Jordan. Right now, you got it locked onto the Derek Shapiro Show right here on DSS Television Station.